Yes, troops, we are back, man. We're in double figures now. Class. Oh, episode 10, the Real Life Podcast. How are you, Kieran?
I'm doing good, man. I always notice, man, like, see, like, when we start the podcast, like, I know we always have a conversation before it, and I'm pure sitting buckling, and you're like, right, I'm going to fucking start. And I just need sharp, but I say, I'm not sorry, mate. It's like, just before you hit start, I think I said something about diarrhea or something, you just pure looked at me, like, I think sign me up sharp.
Always the same, isn't it, man?
Oh, mate, absolute nonsense, man. But it's mad that we're at, what, 10th episode now, mate? I always forget what episode it is, man. But, mate, it's been it's 10 weeks.
I know, it's 10 weeks, man.
It's been quick, man. Like, see, when I think about it, like, obviously, we're getting this set up and that stuff. But remember the hassle, man, with that guy with a logo? And, like,
You with the fucking mad baldy heat.
He made me bald and then blonde. I was like, what the fuck you did? Why have you done this? And it was like, I think I went back. I don't know where he was from, man. I think because it was on Fiverr, right? And I honestly don't know where he was from, right? So anywhere in the world, right? But there was obviously a fucking language barrier because, like, I kept on saying, he was like, mate, I'm not blonde. And he just went, okay. And then would send me through again. And it was blonde. I'm like, mate. Fucking the picture I've sent you, I've got fucking black hair. Okay, it's
going on. Mind the other, they gave you two options. One was with black vests and one was with white vests, and you looked like you'd been spanking the Stella, man. You had a proper white beater on. White beater with a wee baldy.
I know, mate. It was actually ridiculous. I've paid fucking £40 for this. No, I mean, but we got to the end that the logo actually looks fucking class, man. But it was like, obviously when you were in Berlin, I was just sitting having a moment of reflection that shit, and I was thinking about the podcast, and that's when obviously I went and put the post up. It's been pure fun, innit? Like, I enjoy it every fucking week.
It's like a wee bit of therapy, a wee bit of comedy. It's like, and we always do it in, like, kind of Wednesday or Thursday, so because we post it on a Thursday, so it's like middle of the week.
Yeah,
just a wee bit of excitement, and it's something to look forward to every week. I think it's important to have stuff to look forward to in your week, because if you don't, if it's all just work and sleep and eat, you just get a bit bored. So just even just like chatting shit it's good, man. And see if you're having like a bit of a shit week as well, it's good to come on and just talk about it as well. And I think because you're recording live as well, it makes me just,
it's real,
like, it's real as well, and it makes you want to be real and actually just be totally honest, because I know that people like that. I don't like, there's nothing worse, like I've been in Dubai since like Friday, kind of being here for like a week before I go home on Tuesday, and like, we're talking there about, like, the real life and being honest and being yourself. And, like, Dubai is honestly the fucking fakest place on the planet.
Like, well, mate, did they not have, like, obviously, I know it's not fake rain, right? But did they not do something like artificial rain or some shit like that with the clouds?
So they do cloud seeding, which is basically planes inject rain into the clouds.
Fuck that.
But me, like, and then there was mad floods in Dubai. We actually got there a couple of days after the floods. So the place was kind of back to normal. But like, you just don't fuck with Mother Nature. Like, this is the thing with Dubai, right? This is the thing with the fucking, like, the UAE mindset. When you've got so much money, you think you can just do what you want. You think you can just change the weather to fucking please you. It's like, no, you can't. Just because you've got a Bugatti doesn't mean you can fucking change your weather.
Just because you've got a Bugatti.
No, honestly, though.
You don't fuck, mate. You took the words right out of my mouth, man. You just do not fuck with Mother Nature, mate. Like, see, never. When I heard that, I was like, that even sounds dodgy. Like, and they're like, it's cool, mate. It's cool. I'm like,
no, but they're claiming that it's not, they're claiming that the two are only connected.
What was that?
The government are saying that they both aren't connected. It's just coincidence.
Just like ownership, mate. Like, just go, we fucked up. So just take the dairy, mate. It's cool.
We fucked up, troops. We're sorry.
We won't fuck with Mother Nature, I guess. As if people have never seen, like, the day after tomorrow and all that shit. Like, fuck me.
Oh, aye. But 18 people died, so the government can't say, oh, it was our fault. No, really. 18 people died.
Fucking hell.
Mate, there's reggie plates all over Dubai from cars being, like, flooded and the reggie plate coming off.
That's
honestly, crazy. Like, I've been to Dubai, like, 7 times. I hate when I say that sentence, right? But I used to go with the Navy quite a lot because we were based in Bahrain.
Yeah,
and we'd go to Dubai for, like, a week and we'd get, like, a week off work. We'd get hotels paid for and everything. It was amazing. But awesome. So I've been there, like, every kind of few years since I was, like, 18, 19. I think the first time I went, I was 19. And as times went on, like, I used to get so excited by it. But see, this time, and I don't want to sound negative, but it was just, like, I was sitting looking out and, like, aye, it's cool when you first get there and that. But then I just don't relate to any of the people there. Like, see the fucking lifestyle. No, even just the locals, like, the Brits that are there. It's all so materialistic. And see, because I've spent so much time in Asia the last 6 months, and Australia as well, it's like kind of the opposite, to be honest. It's like material things don't really make you cut about in fucking open shirts and Crocs on a night out. In Dubai, you get punched in the head for that. You wouldn't get in. Do you know what I mean?
Careful, man. Careful. It's like Palm Angels and Balenciaga, they're fucking nut, innit?
Aye, man. It's just, and don't get me wrong, like if you want to wear nice clothes and buy designer gear, fair enough. But if you're unhappy, then that shit's not going to do anything for you. But, like, I can guarantee there's a massive hidden mental health crisis in the UAE because it's all just money and status and ego. And people look at me, see, walking about there, because I was still in Bali vibes. Like, I was cutting about with my Crocs on, with my shorts and my, fucking vest top. And just the people look at you like you're scum, especially if you're white. Like, you stand out.
Oh, that'd be a point at you. Fucking dress better, cunt.
You're the one cutting about with a suit on in the sun, you dick.
Well, that's it. But see one thing I've noticed, see, like, on the kind of subject of, like, designer clothes, like, don't get me wrong, man, I like nice things, right? My thing's like Carhartt and that, which isn't too expensive, right? But I fucking love a Carhartt top, right? Fucking always do, right? But see what I've noticed, see the young team, right? Like, we used to always cut about on, like, the cost trackies and, like, football trackies, right? Which were a decent bit of dough back then. I think they were about, like, £100 or something, right? Mm. And, like, that is a decent bit of money, right? But, like, you're walking about me and you see, like, punters cutting about in, like, a Gucci hat and a fucking, what is it, Canada Goose jacket. And I'm like, mate, you're 16, 17. Like, how many eckies are you selling to afford that? Like, it's fucking mental. But see that way, no, man, if you noticed that a lot of designer gears now, like, everyone's got it, right? Ever since Klarna came about.
Mate, like, do you know what? Klarna's fucking not a good thing at all, man.
You can Klarna a
vape. I've seen that fucking vape in a fucking shop that you can Klarna. On you go.
No, on you go, mate. I was actually just going to say it's fucking mental.
I was just going to say, like, it's no by accident, these things, like, these are designed to keep people poor, really. Mm. Like, people buy shit. Like, if you need to finance something, you can't afford it. Unless it's a mortgage or something, right? That's different. But even like a motor, if you're paying £300 a month for a motor, you can't really afford it. Mm-hmm. Like, you can, in a way. You can afford it monthly, but what if you lose your job? No, what if you get sacked? What if you fucking break your leg? And your work sack you, and you can't work for months. Can you afford that? No, really. And I think it's like, don't get me wrong, like, I'm no fucking expert in finances and stuff like that. Like, when I got my first car, I financed it, and then I was like, you know what? I'm no financing a car again. I bought a wee car for like £2,000 cash, because I just thought, like, I'd rather pay. Have you heard the quote, the best car is one that's fully paid off? Have you ever heard that quote?
No, I've not heard it, mate.
It's a mad guy. It's a podcast, I think, called The Minimalists. Mm. And it basically just talks about life, and it talks about all the wee things in life that you can do to improve your life. And, like, one of the things that, I mean, this guy's a multi-millionaire. And he's saying his like quote is the best car you can drive is one that is fully paid off and is actually owned by you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's yours.
Uh-huh. Nobody can take it away from you. No, I mean,
exactly.
It's Clarnish, but man, have you ever ended up in like a wee home with Clarnish? I feel like everyone's ended up in like a wee bit of a divot with it.
No, I've never used Clarnish actually. But you know, in fact,
COVID, I ended up in a wee bit of a home. Nothing bad, really. A couple of £100. I was like, how the fuck has this happened? Like, I bought Did you ever go through, like, see when it was COVID and that shit? Everyone just started buying shit that they just didn't need.
Aye.
Like, I don't know.
Dopamine chasing, innit?
Aye, mate. Do you ever, right? So I bought a CP company hood, right? And don't know why, right? Because I've never fucking wore that shit in my life, right? With the big mad goggles, right? But it's weird, innit? But it was like £200, right? And I was like, fuck it. I'm not even working. I'm getting my wage, man. Fuck it. And then, like, do you ever remember the hoodies for New Look?
Mm-hmm.
That had the mad zip going down there. Like, going down right. Like, the shoulder and that. It had that on it, mate. And I just looked at it one day and went, that looks like that £10 hoodie for fucking New Look. And I was like, I spent £200 on this, mate. Fucking sold it on fucking, what do you call it? What's that mad website George uses?
Depop.
No, something like that, right? Depop, something like that, right? Vinted. Is it Vinted? Might have been Vinted, right?
Aye.
Fucking sold it for like £120, man. But I was like, fucking hell, man. Like, I actually wore it once, mate, and went, I'm not wearing that again. And like, I just like swore to myself, I'm never buying that shit again.
I fucking paid like £300 for a Stone Island jacket. Like, this was years ago. This was when I just came back for like a deployment and I had a bit of money and I wanted to treat myself, and there's nothing wrong with like treating yourself, but
don't put yourself.
There is a difference between treating yourself with money you've earned and treating yourself with money you don't have. That's a big difference. Like, buying stuff you can't afford. But you see it like all the time. Like, people financing clothes to go on a night out, but then they don't have any money to actually buy a drink. And like, well, I don't know. Well, of course people do that. But I remember people doing that years ago. Like, I'd done that as well, man. Like, you'd be out, right? And you'd fucking be rigged right out with your Stone Island jacket, like Calvin Klein shirt, fucking Levi jeans and like pair of shoes, like maybe £400 or £500 worth of stuff. But then you're having to sneak booze into a pub because you can't afford to drink. You know what I mean?
It's mental, mate. It's actually wild, man. And like, it's why everyone's in all, man. Nobody gives a fuck what you're wearing. And see the ones that do give a fuck what you're wearing, they're probably weapons anyway. So you're like, fuck it. Do you know what I mean? It's absolutely crazy, man. It's absolutely crazy.
I think it is an issue. Because Scottish culture, like, I've not been out in the pubs for a while, but it is like, people do get slagged. Like, you say people don't care about what you wear, but people do get slagged for what they wear. I don't feel like that really happens around the world apart from Scotland. Like, people will be like, look at the state of that fucking, you're wearing that brand. And but again, I was probably like that as well years ago.
Hmm.
I think it's just... Yeah. We're older though, aren't we? We're a bit more mature now, but see, when you're like 21, like,
and that shit matters.
It does matter.
Quite sad, man, but fuck it, man. That's what it is, man. Just fucking don't get yourself fucking knee deep in Clarnish debts, man. Do you know what I mean? Because you end up fucking paying for this pair of gutties that you've already fucked and I'm mad with anyway. Do you know what I mean? Okay, now I remember I got a pair of white fucking, and it was like, I don't even know, man, a pair of white 95s or something. And fucked them the first time I wore them because I was fucking out my nut. And I'm like, ah, well. It's £140 down the drain. Okay,
is it, man?
It's wild, mate. It's wild, man. It's wild. But how's your week been anyway?
It's been good, man. It's I'm looking forward to getting home on Tuesday, I think it is. Like, I'm all over the place with dates and stuff like that. Like, it's weird. See, since I left home, I don't really actually check the date. Like, the dates don't really matter to me anymore. It's only really the days of the week.
Yeah,
that might sound a bit weird, but like,
oh, I get that, mate. I get that, man. It's like that wee limbo period between Christmas and New Year. We are like, what day is it?
Kinda. But I don't really take notice of the day. I just take notice of the day. But it's been good, man. It's been like I'm in Dubai the new, which is cool. But like I was saying there, it's not really my kind of place. But we're staying with Gemma's pal. She works for Emirates, and she's put us up in accommodation and stuff like that, which is cool, and we're like a 10-minute walk for the Burj Khalifa, which is class. But like I said, and I'm not trying to sound negative, but I just don't really maybe if I came here like a few months ago when I was in the middle of traveling, I'd be feeling different. But because I've been away for 6 months now, I just want home. And people will be listening to this probably thinking you're mental, but they've not been away from home for the last 6 months, so it's no, they don't feel the same as me. Like if you've been stuck in Scotland through winter, you're choking to get away, whereas I'm choking to get home, which is
the weather's really good here for a change, you know. Now, I'm looking at, man, don't get me wrong, I've said that, there's a couple of great clouds in the back corner, which better not fucking come over because I'm about to go and run after us. But it's looking all right. It is looking all right.
Aye. Not me. Aussie vibes.
Well, that's it, mate. You've just got to manifest the fucking sun. It was like that and all right. So you were in fucking Berlin at the weekend. And, mate, you couldn't write it, mate. It was fucking nicer here than what it was in Berlin.
That like, always happens, doesn't it?
Fucking raging, mate. Like, we were cutting about on the Friday. And it was like actually pissing it the whole day. Like it just didn't stop, man. And then I get fucking forced to go into the dungeons. Fucking hated it, mate. You ever done any dungeons before? Like the Edinburgh dungeons or anything?
Yeah, I like the dungeons, man. Oh, I've never done any Berlin dungeons, though.
Oh, aye, there is the Berlin dungeons, mate. Absolutely fucking terrifying, mate. Like, aye, mate. Like, I just don't like that stuff, mate. I really don't, mate. Like, it makes me feel sick. Like, not even like, you know that when people go, oh, I'm a bit uneasy. I'm like, mate, I could, if I burp, I'm going to white it. Like, it's as black and white as that.
Really, aye?
Oh, mate.
You would have hated the thing I went to fucking years ago. I went to Alton Towers, M&D's Halloween. Oh, I don't know. You like go through a maze, mate, and there's guys there with real chainsaws.
Nope.
Aye.
Nope.
And like you're going through, and people are screaming in your face, and like, it's bizarre, man.
It's
but
terrifying, mate. I don't see the buzz in it, mate. Like, I just don't get it. Like,
what was it? You were in Berlin for High Rocks, was it?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, George and Anna had women's doubles to get ticked off, man. So that was George's first and Anna's second, man. They came in at 119, man, which was good. It was weird, but because like the arena was different. I've never seen a High Rocks arena like this, man. So it was like it was outside in it. It was in an old, I don't want to say Nazi airport, but I think the Nazis did use it. I'm pretty sure that was the hang because I was talking
about military.
It was a military place, right? But I think like in World War II, it was like one of the main airports for the Nazis as such. Because that's what I was talking to my mate Josh about. I was like, why have they? I think it was Josh I was talking to, I can't remember. But I was like, why is it like just here? Why is it not getting used? And I think supposedly the locals were like, nah, we don't want it getting used because of the history behind it. Like, shut the airport down basically. Somebody will end up saying that's not right, like cool, whatever. But that's what I heard. But I heard, basically they ended up getting like some of the old planes and that kind of stuff and like sat them right in front of like the running track, which was class, man. But it was different. So like now obviously High Rocks goes round and the rock zones in the middle. Like the running was like away from the rock zones. So you had to do a big massive lap like up and down and then back in again. So like your first kilometer, I think worked out at 700 meters, but then your last kilometer or second last kilometer worked out at like fucking 1.2 kilometers, man. Do you know what I mean? So it was like a bit of a place, man, but they enjoyed it and it was good, man. It was a good atmosphere. I quite like just watching it, man. It was funny, but the only, like, it definitely isn't as big over in, maybe just Germany, but maybe just in Berlin as a whole, because, like, they just didn't really have any, like, photographers or, like, judges and that kind of stuff, man. Like, it was just a bit winged, because, like, I was watching people doing the burpees, mate, and I'm like, you're taking the piss. Like, they were going down, standing up, taking a couple of steps, going down. So I'm like, fuck. And, like, you're like, if you're going to date, date fucking right. Do you know what I mean? And, like, you're seeing people, like, oh, I've done this at High Rocks. I'm like, mate, like, but you cheated. It's actual mental, man. And then, like, it was funny, but, right, so George and Anna were doing the wobbles at the end. And, like, I could see George asking the guy, like, how many? And they thought they were at, like, X amount of number, right? And then the guy was, like, four off. So, like, they had to do an extra four more or some shit, and they were like, but I was just watching the guy, and he was just, like, sitting still. I don't know what he was doing. Staring at shit, and you're like, mate, pay attention, man. But it was good, man. We had a good night after it, man. With me, don't get me wrong, obviously, I've got my photo shoot on Saturday. Probably had one too many beers, man. Definitely had one too many beers, man. But it is what it is, man. You move on for it, man. It was, like, a good night. And I remember, like, the whole weekend, I was, like, I had my photo shoot right in the forefront of my mind and we had a few drinks and stuff and I was like, all right, Wednesday, the last time, the next time, like the 6 years are going to be together, especially like on a holiday. So we're getting older, everything's just changing and that kind of stuff. So I was like, do you know what, I'm going to have a good night tonight. And then the next morning, mate, I was up fucking running. Like, I very much do not advocate out training a fucking bad diet. But I done it for a day or two now. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it was all right.
Careful, mate. Careful. It was like, mate, like, when we got there on the Thursday, mate, like we'd been up since 3 o'clock in the morning, mate. We got there at like 8 or something, like 9 o'clock, and then they settled in the hotel. Fucked about for a wee bit, mate, and then I went like a 16k run at like 3 o'clock. Like,
nice, man.
It was good, but mate, but you know, Berlin's like so flat. Well, like, it was meant to be a zone two, mate, and I actually said to them, I was like, nah, I'm fucking gone for this, man, and just sent it. It's actually nice. So fun, mate. Which was quite good, man. And it was, I had to find a gym the next morning. And that was just a fucking riot by itself, man. Like, I found a gym and it was like class, and I got into it, man. I had to get up a Google Translator because it was a sign up saying like no day passes. And then I went to the gym next door, and it was just like fucking, it was like walking into like an Everlast gym or whatever it is, man, or a Pure gym. It was just shit. Like, don't get me wrong, Pure gyms are all right, but the Pure gym needs to go right, shit, right? So it was like walking into that. And it was just like such a contrast. So you had this pure like glamorous gym that just wouldn't let me in. And then a shithole. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake.
It was I don't get that, man. See the whole fucking no day passes. Like, just let me in for a day. Right. What's the problem? It's fucking business. You'll get money off me.
I know, mate. I don't know, mate. The other gym made me buy a towel, you know? Like, I get it, right? I think that's a European thing, but they need to have a towel on them, or a German thing, which is sound. And like, it makes sense. But the guy was like, ah, €10, whatever it is. I was like, it's a fucking towel, mate.
Buy it outright,
which I was like, that sound fair dues, mate. But I was like, you know, just like, I'll give you €5, mate, and rent it or some shit. Like, fuck me.
Hey, that's a fucking joke, isn't it?
Wild, mate. The most expensive day pass in my fucking life, man.
I mean, fair enough if that is like the rules and that, but it's like,
yeah, like, fuck it. That's what it is, man. I enjoy
just need to chill out a bit.
Defo, mate. I'm like, just give a shot of your towel, mate. Do you know what I mean? Have
you still got it then?
I don't know. It's the fuck knows, mate, to be honest, mate. I've not seen that, so probably not, mate.
How was a night out in Berlin? Me and Gemma went to Berlin, but we never went in a night out, really.
Yeah, it was good, man. We did enjoy it. We ended up in like a mad, what do you call it? Like cocktail bar. And like, it was a smoking cocktail bar, so you could smoke in the place. And it was like stinking, man. Like, do you know, have you ever been to the best way me and my mate Duncan described it, right? Have you ever been to, obviously, Amsterdam, in Schiphol?
Aye.
Have you ever been to, like, the mad Irish-English bar that's got a big smoking area in it? Have you ever been in there?
Nah, I don't think so, nah.
There's a wee pub inside Schiphol, right, that lets you smoke in the back room. And that kind of stuff, it's fucking stinking, mate, because like, obviously people are going on long-haul fights, man. They're sitting chuffing, like, 10 fags at a time. Man. It's barking, mate. But me and my mate went into it. It was a good few years when we were 18, actually. Obviously, heading up the road after Amsterdam, that stuff, like, we'll get a wee snout and that kind of stuff, man. And we went in, mate, and it was just stinking, mate. And that's what it reminded me of. I was like, ah, this is barking, man. But we ended up in a good Irish bar, which was a good laugh, man. We were just fucking fairly pissed, mate. Do you know what I mean? The guy behind the bar was sounding that stuff, man. So it was a good night, mate. And then the next morning, I had to get up, man, and go a wee run, man. I went and met up with Jordan and Kirsten. Now, Jordan Kidd.
Oh, class.
Went and met up with them, man, which was good and that stuff, man. But see, try to like get back up the road because we were checking out at 12 o'clock, man. I fucked up. Like, I just sat with him for too long. I was like, fuck, I'll just get a taxi back. But because I hadn't registered on Bolt and I never had my ID on me, I couldn't book a fucking Bolt. I was like, what the fuck? You booked the taxi. I had to phone Georgia to order it, and she's trying to pack the case. She's already shouting at me because I'm late. No, I'm like, I'm sorry, and fucking be but hungover. I was like, oh no, man. It's actually brutal.
These situations always happen when you're abroad, don't they, man? It's like, I think. It's like wee mini tests from life, innit? Where you're pure stressed out your box.
I was all right, mate. I was like, ah, cool, man. But like, I could just sense that people, not like Georgia wasn't happy with it, but I could just sense that she was probably itching to kick fuck at me. I was like,
nah, I get it, man. I get it.
You're walking on eggshells for a bit, like, sorry.
She's already dealing. You know what it's like when you're a wee bit rough and you're thinking about the airport and you're packing your case and then you've got your dickhead boyfriend who's fucked off through Berlin.
I had to go around. See, when you put it like that, I'm like, prick. I never thought of that.
We all date, ain't we, man?
Oh, man. But nah, Berlin was class and I was buzzing for the two of them to get Hyrox done, man. It was a fucking buzz, mate.
Aye, that's class, then, man.
Whenever we go to the airport, man, I don't know if you ever did this, right? But like seeing duty free, man, you ever had like the big fat Milka bars? Like, oh, mate, there's like a strawberry cheesecake one, right? So we obviously fucking spent like €10 on 3RM, obviously, right? But I had to say to George, I was like, hide it for me, because obviously I've still got the photo shoot until like what, Saturday? Mm. So I've still got about 2 days to go. And I'm like, if I know they're in the house, man, they'll get scrammed.
Getting spanked.
Ah, definitely, mate. So I've told her to hide it, man. She's like, they're in the house somewhere. And I'm like, oh,
Well, man, it's like waiting for Christmas Day, isn't it?
Milk is good, isn't it, man? It's like proper milky chocolate.
Yeah, mate, it's fucking good, man. See, that strawberry cheesecake, but man, that is getting, I'm not even gonna lie, mate, it's getting fucking tanned on Saturday night. I mean, I don't even want to get that mad with it so I can actually enjoy food later on.
I get you. How are you feeling for the photo shoot on Saturday?
Mate, I'm looking forward to it, mate. My rig's in a fucking incredible spot, man. I'm just tired now. Like, I really am. Like,
imagine.
It's like, I'm not even like, see when people pure like, make it out to be this absolute fucking horrific experience. It's not. It's just boring. Like, that's the best way I can describe it. I'm just a bit bored. I want a latte. I just about to go on my life now. that's basically that. Do you know what I mean? People can be, I don't know, man. It's maybe my experience of it because obviously I'm training for running the length of Scotland. So, like, I've got not wiggle room, but for what I'm doing, my calories are probably a bit higher for a photo shoot, right?
Yeah, of course.
But I think people are just like, it's a comment. I've noticed, right? Because even when I talk to people about them doing a photo shoot, it's always the same answer. Oh, I'm fucked, mate. I'm so tired. I can't be bored. This is shit. And I'm a bit dramatic, mate. You're just a bit bored, mate. And a wee bit aggy. Like, it's cool, mate. You're obviously just not managing your energy. You know what I mean?
It's the whole, like, just dieting. It's not that exciting, is it? Like you say, it's you're bored. It's like, see the whole bodybuilding scene of, like, fuck, literally.
Hate it.
20 years of fucking bulking and cutting and tracking, and don't get me wrong, if that's your thing, that's your thing, but let's be honest, it's boring. See, solely focusing on what your body looks like, it's a bit of a negative thing to do. For me personally, that's just my opinion, because I've done a photo shoot myself and it's probably the worst I felt, to be honest, mentally.
It's like, not says a lot about your personality and that shit, right? But a bit boring, innit? Like, I've been honest, right? But it just is a bit fucking boring, man. And like, a lot of them are fucking boring, to be completely honest.
Aye, boring people.
Like, I mean, all right, mate. Cool, man.
Aye. Talking about training and dieting, and that's it. That's sort of
very, like, aggressive as well. Like, they're very, like, pure fucking.
Let's go to war, talking about tracking calories, like, fucking chill out a bit.
Coca Pops, my man. You're like, all right, mate. Sound, mate.
Oh,
mate. So you've not really pushed it until you've ate a tub at your brother's wedding. You're like, all right, you dick.
Oh, mate. Aye, that kind of shite.
Fuck up, mate. Put a fucking wee bit of paper on it. Shut the fuck up.
The discipline and focus that bodybuilders have is not to be sniffed at. Like, they.
Oh, definitely not, mate.
It's an example, like, if you want a fucking result with your physique, then they probably are the people to go to, but for me, you don't want just the physique, you want to be looking at a bigger picture of life, like,
definitely.
But when I done a photo shoot, man, this was a couple of years ago, I think, maybe no.
Yeah, maybe. It was about two years ago now.
I must have been something, I don't know, maybe like a year and a half ago. I left the Navy like a year ago, maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, but I was fucking on the peak week. If anybody doesn't know what that is, it's basically where you deplete your body, really, of as much glycogen as possible. I'm using fucking words like that, what a prick. You basically bring your body down and try and get rid of the water in it so that the day before you can pump yourself full of carbs and hold on to more water. But during that peak week, and you're on really low calories. Like, I was on like 1,400-1,500 calories a day, which is low. But I was at sea feeding 100 Ukrainians for the week. And like, grafting my pan in. Probably the worst thing you could be doing during a week like that. And it was horrendous. Like, I was fucking eating like 1,400 calories a day. Grafting like fuck, man. But it's just part of it, I suppose, isn't it? It's no that fun. It's no like... Because I think bodybuilding and that gets made out to be like this exciting thing, but it's no really. But it's about who you become in that process. And like, I shocked myself at how focused and how disciplined I can actually be when I know that there's an end goal there. Like that week, I never missed a beat and I shocked myself. And I think that's what it's all about. It shows you what you're actually capable of when you have something to work towards. Like, I was tracking every calorie, I wasn't missing training, and I was fucking grafting from like 5 in the morning to like 8 at night, cooking meals for people, surrounded, like, I was surrounded by food constantly.
Fuck that.
Aye, exactly. That took a lot mentally, but I surprised myself. I was like, I can't believe that I actually managed to stick to what I was supposed to stick to.
100%, mate. 100%.
And that's what it's all about. It's not about, like, obviously your physique and the pictures, and that's cool, but it's who you become in that process of doing that thing. I think that's what fitness should be about. We're going a bit down the fitness route here, but you know what I mean?
It's the journey of it all, mate. And it's like every time, like, see, every time I do something, right, whether it be like a photo shoot, fucking marathon, Hyrux event, or whatever the fuck, right? It's not so much the medal at the end, the picture at the end, or whatever it is, man. It's what I had to do in that process and who I become in that process. Do you know what I mean? It's like I always change it a person, man. That's what I was saying to the guys as well. Like, I'm happy I've done this photo shoot because it's shown me what needs done and what I can do to go to that next level and that kind of stuff as well.
Right.
Just take it a bit further. Because, like, mate, like, I put my two pictures together from, like, 12 weeks ago to now, and it's fucking crazy, mate. Like, genuinely, mate, it's fucking wild, man. Like, one of my mates actually asked me, is that you taking steroids? I was like, fuck up, mate. But
that's a good thing, though.
Like a backhanded compliment, mate. You're like, all right, mate. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you know what I mean? Fucking maniac, mate. But it's like, I'm happy I done it, man. But again, like, I suppose this is the way you're meant to feel. I'm just ready for it to be done. And, like, I'm excited to go back into more of, like, a kind of hybrid focus. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just excited. Like, do you know what I mean? If bodybuilding, that's your bag, and then you want to, like, on season, off season, do all that shit, go for it. But for me, I just can't picture anything fucking worse than doing this all year round. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, mate. Horrendous.
Like, I know it says choose your hard, right? Sound whatever, man. But it's like, fuck, it's no hard, mate. It's boring. Like, I sit in a fucking nutshell. I don't even fucking care what anyone says to that. It's just boring. If you're willing to be a boring bastard, you will thrive as a bodybuilder. Simple as that. Simple as that. You know what I mean? And that's it, man. But hey-ho, man. It is what it is. We've got a very exciting week next week, haven't we, Ryan?
Aye, we have, man. We're doing it live first. It would have been nice for it to be episode 10. Fucking live. It doesn't really matter. But I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to catching up as well. Because obviously, well, in fact, I seen you in November. Were you in Thailand?
Aye, November, mate. Aye.
So I've seen you. You're like one of the last people I know that I've seen, apart from my cousin in Australia, which is quite mad, isn't it?
Aye. Uh-huh. I've seen so many people since then.
I've seen Nathan, man. Nathan. But I'm looking forward to getting home on Tuesday, and then we are recording the podcast Wednesday, I think. So it'll be good, man. Good to date in person, and good to date. Good to date in person and to be home as well. I'm looking forward to catching up and having a right good chat about the last 6 months of life.
I know, it'll be good, mate. It'll be good, man. We'll be reflecting on everything. We'll be looking at what's happening in the future.
Aye. It's exciting, man. I'm excited for this. I really am. And I hope people listening are excited for it, because we want to, it's not about taking it as far as possible, but we want to give people as much positivity, and not just positivity, give people fucking real life. And then, because I think there's too much fakeness out there. Too much fake happiness out there.
Yeah. It's not even, like, intentional as such. But it's, like, all, like, materialistic. It's all fucking, like, short-term dopamine releases and that kind of stuff, right? And it's, like, just trying to get a fucking good message out there, man. Do you know what I mean? It's, like, we were talking
about what
we
actually want
this to be. And we'll share that with you next week, man.
Aye, mate, I'm buzzing to it. I'm buzzing to record it live, man. But let's finish it up here then. So what's been your kind of biggest lesson from the last week?
See, to be honest, like, it was something that was actually in my head, right? And I put it in one of my posts on Sunday, right? I can't remember the exact word behind it, but I was like, it's like, what was I even said, man? Basically, like, something about taking a step back and just realising my life is like a fucking movie, and I love it. Like, like, see the way that my life is shaping out at the moment is just, it's so fun. Like, there's just shit happening left, right and centre. And it's like, I used to, like, obviously I am lucky, right, and I get it, right, but I was like, it didn't always used to be like this. Like, I made this happen. I manifested this shit. I got myself into this position. And I was like, anyone can fucking do this. Do you know what I mean? Like, there'll be people kind of looking at, like, just what we got up to and all that stuff. I'm like, it was pretty fun. Like, we'll do it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was just sitting in a mad, like, Chinese restaurant with George in Berlin, man, just after a big work block, like that, going, minted, man. This is like a movie, man. And it's good. And the way I kind of summarize that, like, think your life is a fucking movie. Would somebody watch it? If your answer's no, do something about it. Make it more exciting.
I like that, man. I think I think you need to ask, are you the main character? Look at, like you said, look at your life as a movie and ask yourself, are you the main character?
Mm.
If not, fucking you need to become it.
Yeah.
Because nobody's going to fucking make it happen for you. Like you said, your life never used to be like this, and it's no luck, mate. Like, you fucking worked hard to build a life that you want. Like, yeah, all the fucking hard times.
Definitely.
There's a lot more hard times to come, but at least you're fucking doing it. At least you get to deal with the hard times on your terms.
Yeah, that's happiness, mate. See, living life on your terms, mate, that's fucking happiness, man. Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I may get stressed out about other factors and that stuff, man, but I'm in control of my life. Mm. I decide where I go.
Freedom, maybe. Mate. It's the whole point of life, isn't it? It's like the Braveheart quote.
Freedom.
Freedom!
I was like, are you waiting for me to have a quote, mate? I'm like, I'm not those guys. That's a lot. Freedom, man. Definitely.
I can't mind the exact quote, man, but it's like...
It is the
definition of life, man, and it's no easy though. Like, it's no easy, but why would it be? But I would say, what's my biggest lesson for the week? I would say that, like, life really is different chapters, and some chapters are going to be fucking amazing, and some chapters are going to be fucking shit.
Yeah.
But you need to just not get too low with the lows. Like, the last kind of two and a bit weeks, I feel back to myself now, thankfully, but the last couple of weeks I've been really struggling. Like, been really hard on myself. I've been in this fucking dark hole, like, came out the back end of, like, feeling no well. I think I had, like, glandular fever or something. I had something that wasn't good, came out the back end of that, and I was just so negative, man. Like, it was just like, I couldn't not be negative about everything, and it was fucking hard, man. Like, it's like, crushes you. Like, and you want to think positive, but I was just moping about, like, just looking at the bad and everything. And I've came out the back end of that, and I've realised that, like, you need the wee phases of negativity sometimes to make you realise that everything is actually all right. And
yeah,
I think it helps you become a stronger person, but also helps you become a bit more grateful for when you feel good, because we can take it for granted sometimes. We can take, like, feeling good for granted, but then you get hit with, like, a bad bout of mental health, which happens to everyone, and then it's like, fucking hell, it's like when you're no well, you wish you appreciated when you felt well more, but you take it for granted. So kind of going forward, that's my kind of lesson, is that I want to just start being more grateful for every day, and I really want to start living more in the moment. One thing I've realised with travelling is, like, I've been talking recently a lot about, oh, I'm looking forward to getting home, and I'm looking forward to this and looking forward to that. And obviously you want to look forward to stuff, but I think one thing I really want to do more is stop using the words I'm looking forward to, and just look forward and just, like, enjoy the day I'm in.
Yeah.
Rather than, oh, I can't wait for this, I can't wait for that, I'm looking forward to that, I'm excited about this. I want to stop being like, I'm looking forward to the weekend, and just, because then you, if you're
in the present, mate,
be in the present. It's something that I've realised that I'm actually no very good at, and I want to get better at it, because I know that is kind of the key to happiness, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just being present, sitting with your morning coffee and just thinking about it, like, every time you eat, think about what you're eating. Every time you go for a walk, look about you and feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's easy to just go on a walk and go on your phone or drink your coffee while you're watching a telly, and you're never really in the exact moment.
You're never actually locked in, man. Like, you're just kind of going through the motions, man. And then before you know it, mate, it's like you've not even, like, you've forgot the full weeks went by, the full months went by. You know what I mean? It's like it's April now.
Fucking a decade.
Yeah, mate.
Like, I mean,
nearly 5 months into the year, mate. What have you done? Do you know what I mean? Like, that's,
I know.
It's my ones, man.
High quality, man. Right. Episode 10. Cheers for joining us, troops. As always, like it, share it, get it out there. I'll try to spread some positivity and some realness. And I'm looking forward to next week to do it in person, man. That'll be class.
It will be, mate. Absolutely buzzing, man. Catch you, team.
See you later.